This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Magu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stressed that the perpetrators and conspirators of the Pahalgam terror attack will be given a befitting reply. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Mr. Modi expressed anguish at the terror incident in Pahalgam, which occurred on the 22nd of this month. Prime Minister Modi stated that this attack shows the desperation and cowardice of the patrons of terrorism. He said the enemies of India and Jammu and Kashmir were not pleased that peace was returning to Kashmir, democracy was getting stronger, and tourists were increasing at a record rate.
पीड़ित परिवारों के प्रति हर भारतीय के मन में गहरी संवेदना है भले वो किसी भी राज्य का हो वो कोई भी भाषा बोलता हो लेकिन वो उन लोगों के दर्द को महसूस कर रहा है जिन्होंने इस हमले में अपने परिजनों को खोया है मुझे एहसास है हर भारतीय का खून आतंकी हमले की तस्वीरों को देखकर खौल रहा है पहलगाम में हुआ ये हमला आतंक के सरपरस्तों की हताशा को दिखाता है
The Prime Minister asserted that the biggest strength in this war against terrorism is the unity of the country and solidarity of 140 crore Indians. He added that this unity is the basis of the country's decisive fight against terrorism. Prime Minister Modi said that condolences are continuously pouring in from all over the world following the terror attack. He said global leaders have called him up and written letters strongly condemning this heinous terrorist attack.
इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही है मुझे भी ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं पत्र लिखे हैं इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में साथ खड़ा है मैं पीड़ित परिवारों को फिर भरोसा देता हूँ उन्हें न्याय मिलेगा न्याय मिलकर रहेगा इस हमले के दोषियों और साजिश रचने वालों को कठोरतम जवाब दिया जाएगा
The Prime Minister paid tributes to Dr. K. Kasturirangan, who passed away 2 days ago, saying that the nation has lost a great scientist. He said Dr. Kasturirangan's contributions in lending newer heights to science, education and India's space program shall always be remembered.
विज्ञान शिक्षा और भारत के अंतरिक्ष कार्यक्रम को नई ऊंचाई देने में उनके योगदान को हमेशा याद किया जाएगा उनके नेतृत्व में इसरो को एक नई पहचान मिली उनके मार्गदर्शन में जो स्पेस प्रोग्राम आगे बढ़े उससे भारत के प्रयासों को ग्लोबल मान्यता मिली डॉक्टर के कस्तूरी रंगन जी ने देश की नई राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति तैयार करने में भी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका निभाई थी देश की निस्वार्थ सेवा और राष्ट्र निर्माण में उनके योगदान को हमेशा याद
Talking about the earthquake that struck Myanmar last month, the Prime Minister said India immediately started Operation Brahma to assist in relief and rescue operations. The Indian team set up a field hospital there and a team of engineers helped in assessing the damage to important buildings and infrastructure. The Prime Minister stated that many heart-touching examples of courage, patience and ingenuity came to light in this crisis. The Prime Minister said that on the 10th of May, the anniversary of the first freedom struggle will be observed. On the 26th of April, the death anniversary of the hero of the 1857 revolution, Babu Veer Kumar Singh, will be observed. The Prime Minister said that the nation has to keep the inspiration of such freedom fighters alive. President Draupadi Murmu has arrived in New Delhi after attending the funeral of Pope Francis. President Murmu paid homage to Pope Francis at the St. Peter's Basilica in Vatican City yesterday. She was accompanied by Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Minister of State for Minority Affairs George Kurian, and Deputy Speaker of Goa Legislative Assembly Joshua D'Souza. In IPL T20 cricket, Mumbai Indians will face Lucknow Supergiants in Mumbai at 3:30 this afternoon, while Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru in Delhi at 7:30 this evening. Mumbai Indians and Lucknow Supergiants, with 10 points from 9 games, are placed 5th and 6th respectively in the table. Delhi Capitals are placed 2nd in the table with 12 points from 8 games, and Royal Challengers Bengaluru are placed 3rd with 11 points from 9 games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.